Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
What is going on in Mozambique with the insurgency? Willem Els, he's a senior training coordinator and terrorism and explosives at the Transnational Threats and International Crimes Program at the Institute for Security Studies. Good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Doing well, and you?
I'm good, thank you, golly. Thanks for joining us so early on a Monday morning. I don't know what you did to draw the short straw, but either way, we're very, very grateful that you are joining us. What is the latest coming out of Mozambique?
Yeah, Howard, Mozambique is a hot pot at the moment. It's been a hot pot for the past 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we see recent developments there. The attacks are continuing. Last week, they mentioned that we are experiencing attacks in Cabo Delgado province in basically the majority of the province of the districts in the province to the tune of about 4 per day. So that is very high, and we see that the majority of these attacks also occur in the area that is under the control or where the summoned forces are being deployed. So that just means to us that at the moment that our swarming forces are tremendously under strain in the area. So, things are not really going that well for them up in Mozambique.
Is this morphing from I guess 5 years is a really a long time. Is this something that is likely to go on for years?
Yes, there's something that we refer to it as the battle of attrition. That has kicked in, and we can see that already someone is under stress, under strain. Lesotho mentioned that's a partner of that also deployed troops there. They already mentioned that they cannot sustain the presence of their soldiers funded for much longer. We know that that South African troops are also under-resourced, underfunded. They're really battling. So Samim is also, SADC is looking for alternate for resources to fund this operation because it's quite costly for us to do so. And we can see that, it's taking a strain. So the will of Samim or the region to fight these insurgents and the will of the insurgents to continue and to be resilient, they are playing up against these others. And at the moment, it seems to me that it's swinging into the favor of the insurgents as we are battling to fight them there.
This is very, very concerning. Who is fighting them there?
Okay, currently you've got a few role players there. And the first ones that moved in, obviously you've got the insurgents. Then you've got the Rwandan forces that came in to support the Mozambican forces. And then amongst some moved in a bit later, and there South Africa took the lead. They're supported by Botswana and Lesotho with troops on the ground, and we see that Angola is also assisting with logistical support.
And is there adequate training? Is there adequate assistance for those that are fighting the insurgents?
It came under scrutiny. We've got a very well-renowned military commentator, Helmut Rohmer-Heitner. He expressed in the last week his concern about what is going on in Samim at the moment. They, according to him, they are severely under-resourced, they are underfunded. They are not applied in the way they are actually supposed to be applied. We deployed our special forces, Botswana deployed their special forces, and special forces are like they also used to, are known as reconnaissance command. They are there to do reconnaissance. They are there for the more specialized jobs. But we see that they are there now to perform the role of the infantry in not only fighting, but also in stabilizing the areas. And they are, it's not what they are really trained for. It's not what they are there for, the purpose for them. So that is a challenge. And also then, according to him, they are severely under-resourced.
What is likely to happen now?
Likely to happen, we see that Rwanda has requested funding from the EU. We also saw that the head of the EU forces with a training in Mozambique in the last week expressed his concern about the mandate the EU want to fund, but they also want their mandate to be changed, that they can become involved in an advisory role in terms of tactics and strategies, etc., where they are currently confined to Maputo area where they are training the people. So that is on the one end that we see the European Union becoming want to become more involved in that. Then on the other hand, we see with the summoning forces, they applied for funding from the African fund, the AU fund, for these things. And I don't know if that is going to happen so soon because of all the red tape involved, but also because the cake is only that big and someone will have to queue up to get some of those fundings. So funding is becoming a real issue. You know, you have to have, in terms of military, you have to be dominant. Whenever you go in, you have to dominate. And they speak about the rule of thumb of that 10 to 1, that you have to go in with the strength in order to be successful. And currently, that is not happening with Samin. So on the ground, I don't think we are making the impact that we really need to make in order to stop the insurgency. And that actually sets the table for this insurgency to continue for a very long time.
Is there the right support from the United Nations around this? Is it being taken seriously at the right level?
I think so. You see, it's very complex when you get the United Nations in. The United Nations will normally stand back that your instruments, like your African Union, first deal with the situation. And only when they do not manage to deal with it, then they would request support from the United Nations. And then you will have to have some resolutions to come in place. And also, when the United Nations come in, you know, there's a lot of preconditions that need to be met before they come involved. So that is not something that is going to happen overnight.
Right. Should we be pushing the United Nations to take this more seriously, send, provide financial assistance, certainly?
Ultimately, I think that that might happen. You know, the African Union is strong in certain areas, and they got they demonstrated the will to become involved. Whether they have the resources remains a question. So ultimately, it might boil down that the United Nations will become involved. And especially with the funding, you know, waging a war like this is very expensive. And our countries in the region are under severe strain, you know, with COVID and all the other challenges that we are facing. So at the end of the day, it might require for the United Nations to step in with the funding, as this is not going to go away. The conditions on the ground that cause these unhappiness and so on is not adequately addressed. So we anticipate that it will be there for a long time.
And do you think it's going to spread? Is there a chance that this is going to affect a greater part of Mozambique?
It started off in a very small part of Cabo Delgado. We saw that it spread to most of Cabo Delgado. And then it also started to spread to the neighboring Niassa province. So that is a challenge. That opening up a new corridor towards Malawi. But also we see that a very large contingent or group of these insurgents that have been killed or arrested actually hails from the province to the south, that is the Nampula province. Mm-hmm. So if there's that recruitment and activity there, so we anticipate that it might spread in that direction. Last week, the president of Tanzania and President Nyusi met, and they also expressed their concern that it is spreading towards Tanzania. So yes, the regional dynamics is definitely there, and if not addressed adequately, it poses a serious problem.
There's no doubt that this is something to keep an eye on, as we have been doing. Willem Els, Senior Training Coordinator on Terrorism and Explosives at the Transnational Threats and International Crimes Program at the Institute for Security Studies. Thank you for chatting to us.